Well, look who's finally decided to come back to me. Easy, love. Mind the cuffs. You'll hurt yourself, and it's not time for that yet. Answers are overrated. Now hold still. I'm almost done with this last bit on your thigh. There. Now, where were we? Oh, yes. Where are you? What's happening? Will I let you go? It doesn't matter. Exactly what you want. And no, I won't. Better? I told you they were overrated. Shh. Now, let me just explain what's going to happen so there are no surprises. Anticipation is such exquisite agony, don't you agree? That overcast feeling in your mind is what remains of a sedative, but now that you're awake, we can move on to the main event. This is pollen. A friend of mine makes it from some very special mushrooms. Its effects are different for everyone, but essentially it creates longing. It makes my friend very mean, but for me, it's like a fine single malt. Smoky and peppery, it makes me a touch homesick. But in you dimes, you ordinaries, it's almost a compulsion, and once you've a taste of what you want, the urge for more keeps building until it's impossible to resist. Her ladyship uses small doses to keep her patrons chasing that next jackpot, but I like to keep things on a more personal level. So you and I are going to take a little ride together. I'm going to show you what you need, and then, if you want to, you can leave. Yes, just like that. I give you my word. But you won't. No, once you've seen what I can give you, you're going to beg me for more until you have no breath left. And when I'm satisfied that you're ready, I'm going to make you come until you can't take any more, and then I'm going to make you come again and again. Until you're so completely mine that you'll beg me to hurt you, to display you, to share you, because it pleases me, and when I'm pleased, you get to come, and that's all that matters, isn't it? Struggling won't help. The cuffs are steel and the table is bolted to the floor. But you're starting to smear my work, and it's not time for that yet. As Thumper would say, we have a schedule to keep. Now breathe deep, my love, and let this mortal coil slide free. Breathe. That's better. Speaking of the queen, she did send me a gift with her last payment, a flamingo feather tickler. Why don't we put it to good use while we wait for the pollen to work its magic? Starting here on your shoulder and running down your arm. Love and loss share the same unmade bed. Maybe it's the pollen, but it reminds me of home, and I'm going to drown you in it until I've forgotten what I've lost, until all the hollow places are filled with your screams, your need, your begging, until the only thing I hear is you, and the only thing left in your pretty little head is me. Now, here on your hip and down your leg, you arched your back when I wrapped my hand around your thigh to steady my writing. I don't suppose you can read it from that angle? No matter. It says, lost is a lovely place to find yourself. It seemed especially appropriate under the circumstances, don't you agree? No need to speak, love. I know you do. Given that I can smell you from here. The way you shiver is lovely indeed. Though, judging by how glazed your eyes are getting, it must be getting difficult to focus past the brush of feathers over your bare skin. You can feel it building now, can't you? The heat in your core radiating out to your skin. You can keep fighting it, keep stifling your moans, but they are mine just as you are mine, and in the end, I will take them from you. But until then, I do so love watching you struggle. This one across your stomach and over your chest may be my favorite, since it proved I had the right guy. I stood here by your head and I was leaning over to paint it when you turned in your sleep and nuzzled your cheek into my pussy. I almost took your mouth right then and there, but Rock reminded me how much I was looking forward to hearing you beg first. The kid may be stone-headed, but even a broken clock is right twice a day. Shivering again. Do you like that, love? Knowing that Rock and Thumper were here while you were unconscious? That they were watching as I stripped off your clothes, spread your legs, and cuffed them to this very table? Judging by the puddle forming on your cock, I think you do. Now open your eyes and look at me. I think you love knowing how wet it made them to see you helpless and exposed. I'll let you in on a little secret. They're out in the bar right now, hoping I leave them my sloppy seconds. And maybe next time I will. Or maybe I'll snap their necks for even thinking it. Tonight, you are mine and mine alone. As the meter wrapping around this beautiful chest reads, falling in love is not rational. It's madness. A beautiful, wonderful moment of magnificent insanity. And once we have shared that moment, you'll do anything I ask. You'll do anything to feel me again. You're so close, love. The chocolate is starting to melt. We'd best get to the last line before the flood from your dripping cock washes the words away entirely. Starting from the inside of your knee and up, 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 so close to that desperate cock, and then over and back down the other side. The saddest truth is realizing you have fallen madly in love with what can never be. This one hits the closest to home for me, but that's why you're here, love. Though I don't suppose it's the sentiment that interests you at the moment, is it? What if I just run the feather across your nipples as I blow up your thigh to the wetness dripping? There's the moan I've been waiting for. And the other side. Soon, love, soon. Just tell me what you want. Silence? Are you really still trying to defy me? You know you can't win. I can see it in your eyes. You know you'll succumb in the end to my hands, to my pussy, to my need. But you have spirit, love. I am going to enjoy breaking you again and again. But this first time, perhaps one more hit is in order. Now that you're properly warmed up, that's my good boy. Breathe deep. Now just lie back. I want you climbing the walls. So beautiful. A canvas painted with lust, dripping with need. I want to ruin you. To leave you a sodden wreck, heaving and too weak to beg for more. You are going to dream about the things I do to you and wake up a desperate, shuddering mess, ashamed even as you slide your fingers onto your needy little cock and whisper my name again and again. Do you like my fingers sliding through the chocolate, leaving hot, sticky smears across your skin? Let me take your juices dripping from your cock and mix it with the chocolate around this perfect, hard little nipple. Your moans are so sweet, love. And you passed out so early, I didn't get to make you dessert. People are always surprised by how much I love to cook. Would you like me to do that now? Make you dessert and eat you all up? I love the way you whimper. There is no escape, love. The pollen has you now. All you know, all you can think about is how badly you need to come, if only to make it stop. That's the best part with you, Dimes. Getting what you want is like doubling down. After tonight, if I tell you to strip in the middle of the bar, drop to your knees, and eat me out in front of my crew, you'll beg to play with your little cock while you suck on my pussy. If I tell you to let Rock and Thumper spit roast you on the pool table while we watch, you'll do that too because you know that's what I want. You on all fours, one pussy on your mouth, another on your dick, and your eyes on me because all you'll be able to think about is how much you wish it was me while they watched. Enjoy your final minutes of freedom, love, because you'll be mine before the sun rises again. Now, the house special is an ice cream sundae, but I'd say you've got the cream covered, and we've got plenty of chocolate already. That just leaves the whipped cream. You squirm so well. If you think that's cold, just you wait. And the finishing touch, the cherries on top. You really are good enough to eat, love. Shall we get started? You like my hand around your hard cock, stroking you up and down? Ah, come on, come for me. Oh, I love the way your cock twitches in my hand. Oh, come on. Oh, I can see you're getting close. Come on. Yes, that's it. Come for me. Come for me. Oh, that's my boy. That's my good boy. Now, isn't that better, love? Isn't that clearer? Look at how hard you came for me. Do you want to come like that again? Are you sure? You did want to leave earlier, and I did promise I would let you go. Thumper can take you back to your car to wait for a wrecker. No? No what? No, you don't want a wrecker? No, you don't want to ride with Thumper? Or no, you don't want to leave? All of them. Then you're going to have to tell me what you do want. Ah, you want to come. Well, orgasms don't grow on trees, love. How did you plan on earning this little reprieve you wanted so badly? Anything, love? That's what I like to hear. I may have a few ideas. First, why don't we light this candle and set the mood? When I told you the house special was an ice cream sundae, we remembered the cream, but I'm afraid we forgot all about the ice. So if you want to come again, I think you're going to have to prove you're ready. You do that, and you'll pound me until your legs give out and then keep going. Yes, I promise, love. You are a good boy, aren't you? Do you like that, love? The way the ice leaves trails across your stomach? And if we come up and circle these perfect nipples, do you like that? Let's just run it over your nipple until it's nice and hard again. Now the other. One down. Let's get another, and this time, why don't we start on your thighs? Careful, love. You get thrashing like that and you're going to bruise yourself. Let's just brush the edge along your cock nice and light. Do you like that, boy? Good. Now let's spread those legs and slide up and down your balls. I do love when you whimper for me. Now grind yourself against it until it's gone. That's it, love. Squirm for me. Good boy. This time, let's circle the top of your dick first. Careful, love. You keep making noises that loud, and Thumper and Rock are going to come investigate. But maybe that's what you want? Then best keep it down until this one melts. Grind yourself against it. Almost there, love. Almost. Ah, such a good boy. As much fun as this is, my fingers are starting to get cold. I'm sure you do have a place for them, but you haven't earned that yet, love. But I'll make you a deal. I'll give you one finger for every ice cube you can take in your needy little ass. You don't want to? But I want you to, love. That's right, I want you to show me how bad you want to do this for me. Say it again. Here's the first one, love, sliding in your tight little ass. Do you like how cold it is? No? But you still want another one, don't you? How bad do you want it? Good boy. Here it comes. Fuck, I love the noises you make. I think we should do two this time, love. What do you think? Say it again. Since you're such a good boy, I'm going to use my fingers to make sure the ice is all the way in before I add more. Oh, moan for me again. Uh-oh, love. Now your ass is all full, but I still have ice left. What do you think we should do? Well, we can't let it go to waste. Good boy. I think you can take one more, love. And the way your ass is dripping... love. What did I tell you about the noise? Though, I suppose you might be quite cold by now. Where did I leave... Ah, there it is. And the wax is already nice and hot. Let's see if we can't warm you up. Shall we start with your nipples, love? Did that hurt? Yes? Good. Watching you flinch makes my pussy wet. Ready for more already? That's my boy. That's my good boy. I love watching the wax splatters over your skin, but we really are going to have to do something to stifle that noise. Thankfully, I held on to these. Yes, they are your boxers. I fucked them when Rot convinced me not to take your mouth, so now they taste like both of us. Beg me to gag you with them. Again. Such a good boy. I may just have to keep you around for a while. Now open wide for me. Where were we? Ah, yes, warming you up. With all this water pooling under you, it seems like we should be moving lower, don't you think? Across your stomach like this, love? Nod for me. Good boy. I don't think I'll ever get tired of watching you squirm. Shall we get a little closer, love? Does that feel good in the crease of your thigh, love? No? Then show me. I want you to cry for me while I drip wax on your cock. Oh, did that warm you up, baby? Don't try to talk through the tears, love. Just nod. Ready for me to try again? Good boy. No, your thigh again. Oh, fuck, I love the way you cry. We're almost there, love, but I need you to hold still for me. Just one drop on your swollen little cock, and then I will give you what you need. Good boy. Now don't flinch. Just hold still and... Perfect. Good boy. I love hearing you scream through those boxers. Keep crying for me, love. Did that feel good? No? Is your poor little cock tender? But you still want to come, don't you, love? Of course you do. What are we going to do about that? Kiss and make it better? I don't think that's a good idea, love. You're too sensitive. I think we should leave your poor little cock be for now. But I have another idea. As much as I love seeing your filthy boxers in your mouth, I want to hear you beg for my pussy, but I don't think I'll last. So we're going to put this mouth to good use first, love. I thought you'd like that idea. I'll just save these boxers in case we need them again later. Now, tell me why you deserve my pussy. I think you better show me. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's it, love. Yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. Love, yes. Yes. Fuck, love. You really are a first-rate pussy eater. I'm not sure I'm going to be willing to share that mouth with my crew. Now, for your reward, where did I leave that chocolate? Perfect. Now hold still, love. No, it's not another verse. More like an old adage from home. It says, eat me. Yes, I thought you'd like that. Now, I want you to spread your legs and tell me how badly you want my mouth on your cock. That's it, love. Keep begging. If you stop, I'll stop. Come for me, love. That's my boy. That's my good boy. Barely able to hold yourself up, just like I promised. Now you're ready for my pussy, aren't you, love? Ready for me to claim that still twitching cock? Just not for me, love. That's right. I don't think we need these cuffs anymore either. Fuck, you're so hard. And not too tired to scream after all. We'd best put these back. Open wide. Now, where were we? Ah, yes. Oh my god. Oh, you're so hard inside my pussy. Ah. Close, love? But I can see you're eyeing my ass. When's the last time someone fucked it? Never, love. Oh, I was saving this tight little ass just for your unbirthday. Fuck, I need you to take it. Oh, I need to watch your cum drip out of my little ass while you whimper my name again and again. I want you to beg me to take my ass while you fuck yourself on my pussy until you come. I know you're tired, love, but this is what I want. And if you do it well, you'll stretch my tight little ass before you fuck it. That's it. Come on. Oh, faster. Oh, good boy. Oh, now, harder. Oh, that's it, love, harder. Oh, and don't stop begging. Again, love, slam yourself in my pussy. If you want to come, you have to take it, love. Show me how hard this cock gets. And don't stop begging me. That's it. Give me what I want. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God, love. Good boy. Just breathe. Now, who's a good boy? Are you? Say it again. One more time. That's right. Never forget who you belong to, love. The pollen will fade, but I will always know just how to find you and just how to make you scream. You will always be mine. Shh, relax. Now have some water. Good boy. That's always so much easier the second time around. But you're something special, aren't you, love?